Great. Thank you very much. I've been involved in one way or another with the King's Cross process since about 98. In fact, it predates that when, before London and Continental Railways had put the development brief together and brought in Argent. So there's a bit of this conversation that I don't recognise, the one of the fact that the developers have not actually been talking to the local authority and have not been doing their outreach to understand what people need. So my my response is going to pick up on that a little bit, but talk about it in terms of three things, in terms of place, permeability and perception. And I think King's Cross is very similar to White City and Elephant and Castle in all of those things. We are creating a new set, a new place, a new part of central London. And people are working very hard, despite some people's perceptions of what is right and wrong. People are working very hard to make sure that this is actually a new part of central London, but with knobs on, a place which actually feels better than other parts of central London. Because one of the things that we're spending an awful lot of time doing in London at the moment is talking about how we retrofit solutions in terms of urban quality into the city. And what I think King's Cross gives us the opportunity to do is to design those in from the start, not thinking about what we should do and what mistakes, and they are learning mistakes of the past. Therefore, it gives us the opportunity to be more ambitious and pick up on all the themes that have been talked about already. Ben talked about the importance of the balance of users, the pedestrian versus the cyclist versus the car user, and I think that getting the sort of human scale and the sort of latter points about the relationship of those different modes right as they move into the space is absolutely critical, which takes me to the next point, which is really about permeability. What this scheme is going to do, make no mistake about it, is resolve real barriers, both physical and social barriers. And there's a tremendous amount of outreach, and believe me, I'm not paid by Argent to say this, but there has been a huge amount of consultation with the communities. And what that has shown, and what other SRB and regeneration schemes have showed, is that people who sit next to these, to this physical space at the moment do not feel part of London because the site actually represents to them a barrier. They talk about going into London, and which in a world city that is actually, I think, a reprehensible situation to have. So how do we build the city for everybody? How do we make it permeable, not just for the people who are going to get off the Eurostar from Paris and Brussels, but for the people who actually are Londoners? And I think that cuts to the issue of the democracy debate that we've been talking today. Whose city is this for? Who are we planning for? So while I have lots of sympathy with Nigel's perspective on Edge, you know, taking the intellectual high ground has actually stifled this development for 20 years and stopped people from accessing a new part of the city, which actually would bring benefits in terms of jobs and a deeper social inclusion. The point that Geetham felt was missing in the presentation, and I think that's because we've emphasised the transport aspects of this particular subject. And that then takes me to the issue of perception and how we draw people in, whether that's commuters in from the Eurostar going north into the site rather than just moving and transiting into what is currently thought of as central London, south of the site. And I think that's all about invitation, and how we invite people into a place is incredibly important. There's been a lot of discussion about public places today and public space, public places and public spaces yesterday. And I think, make no mistake about it, it's people that do that, not only in designing them, but in occupying them. And therefore, I think one of the important aspects of this is who goes in to use this site and how it's going to be used 24/7. Anchor tenants such as the University of the Arts London is going to be, I think, a tenant which will provide a very different mix of people and activities than you might expect if it was Morgan Stanley moving into this site. So it's, I think, just in summation, it's an opportunity to think very differently about the city and invite new uses, and hopefully success in 20 years' time for me is if we always thought it had been there.